From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, March 8, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Purcell is reporting in the Daily Mail that the mice population exploded in 2016, and with it, scientists say, comes a greater risk of contracting Lyme disease as the warmer months approach. Researchers at the Cary Institute of Ecosystem Studies in Millbrook, Dutchess County, have tracked the explosion of Lyme and other tick-borne diseases in the Hudson Valley for 25 years. Dr. Richard Osfeld of the Cary Institute said there could be a higher percentage of nymph ticks, the most threatening type, this year than last because of the increased population of white-footed mice. Mice are good carriers for ticks, he said. Mice in the Hudson Valley have been known to carry upwards of 40 ticks at a time, usually on and around their ears and heads, Osfeld said. The high risk of exposure to Lyme, however, does not guarantee a higher number of Lyme disease cases, Osfeld said. He said, and I quote, "Ironically, one of the things that happens when there is a high risk is that more people will then protect themselves by using repellents and protective clothing," end quote. Those who venture outdoors should be vigilant for tick-borne diseases such as Lyme as early as the end of April rather than the typical month of May, Osfeld said. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Nick Oliveri is reporting in the Register Star that Morris Associates, the consulting engineer advising the town of Greenport on the A. Colarusso & Son Hall proposal, will not also advise the city of Hudson on the same project, presumably due to a real or perceived conflict of interest. Hudson Planning Board Chairman Tom DiPietro told the paper that Ray Jokowski, a Morris Associates partner, was asked by the Greenport Board to recuse himself. The Hudson Board was informed of the decision last week, DiPietro said. Morris Associates has been advising both planning boards on the proposed Colarusso Hall Road project. No further details are known. Neither Jokowski or the Greenport Planning Board are talking. Morris Associates represents 13 municipalities in Columbia County, including Greenport, but not the city of Hudson, according to the firm's website. Editor's note, DiPietro is an active WGXE volunteer programmer. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Mid-Hudson News Network and the Daily Freeman are reporting that a CSX freight train carrying hazardous materials derailed Tuesday, March the 7th, at approximately 3:30 p.m. in Newburgh. The train derailed when it struck an equipment loader crossing the tracks near the city waterfront and the New Windsor Line. All three locomotives derailed, and the lead locomotive ended up blocking a road crossing when it came to a stop. Approximately 20 of the train's 77 cars left the tracks. Seven of the cars contained hazardous materials, including sulfuric acid, sodium hydroxide, and aqueous bisulfites. A small amount of the sulfuric acid spilled. The remainder of the train carried food, corn oil, bulk salt, cardboard, and glass products, the railroad said. There were no major spills, CSX said. Three CSX maintenance employees working in the area were treated for non-life-threatening injuries. The two people operating the train at the time of the accident were not injured. The train was traveling from the Selkirk Yard in Albany County to Waycross, Georgia. U.S. Representative Patrick Maloney issued an angry statement after learning about the derailment. The Cold Spring Democrat said, and I quote, "I am getting sick and tired of issuing statements about dangerous train derailments, this time only blocks from my office in Newburgh. I'm glad to hear reports that no one was killed, but even one injury is too many. It's got to stop," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. With four dead and 13 hunting-related shooting incidents, the State Department of Environmental Conservation said on March the 6th that the 2016 New York hunting season was the safest since the DEC began compiling hunting-related shooting statistics in 1958. DEC Commissioner Basil Sago said, and I quote, "Hunting is a proud tradition in New York State and continues to be safely enjoyed by hundreds of thousands of residents and visitors each year. The trend of declining hunting accidents is proof that our sportsman education program is working, thanks in large part to the efforts of the 3,000 volunteer instructors that teach our hunter safety courses every year," end quote. The five-year average is down to 3.5 shooting incidents per 100,000 hunters compared to 19 per 100,000 in the 1960s, according to the DEC. The Albany Times Union reports that trout season opens April 1st with the State Department of Environmental Conservation setting a few new regulations March the 6th. Most of the new rules affect anglers in other parts of the state, but there are a few changes to ice fishing rules. Adjustments to existing walleye regulations and catch size and creel limits may affect locals. You can read that full story in the Albany Times Union. James Nanny reports at the Frey blog that three Democratic candidates have filed paperwork to run for New York's 19th congressional district against incumbent John Faso, the Republican from Kinderhook. Democrats Stephen Mitchell Bricey, Brian Flynn, and Antonio Delgado and Faso have all filed paperwork with the U.S. Federal Elections Committee to run in the 19th district in November 2018. Receive lists his campaign address as 43 Van Wertz Lane in Walden in Orange County and not in the 19th Congressional District, but he plans to move to near Gardiner in Ulster County next month. He is a policy manager at Citi on regulatory risk, compliance, and data security. Flynn, 47, is from Hunter in Greene County. His campaign website says he's a small businessman, an entrepreneur, and president of Acumed Corp., a manufacturer of textile-based medical products that are used in hospitals. Delgado is from Rhinebeck and said he is exploring a run but has not yet made a decision. Delgado is an attorney for Aiken, Grump, Strauss, Haar, and Field, LLP. He is also a former hip-hop performer known as A.D. The Voice, according to Hybrid Magazine. You can read that full story at the Frey blog. The White House issued a new immigration ban on March the 6th, prompting several local officials to release statements. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, who filed suit against President Trump's original immigration ban, said, and I quote, "Courts across the country have made it clear. President Trump is not above the Constitution. While the White House may have made changes to the ban, the intent to discriminate against Muslims remains clear. This doesn't just harm the families caught in the chaos of President Trump's draconian policies. It's diametrically opposed to our values and makes us less safe. My office is closely reviewing the new executive order, and I stand ready to litigate again in order to protect New York families, institutions, and economy," end quote. Democrat Senator Kirsten Gillibrand issued a statement saying that Trump's new executive order, and I quote, "is still cold-hearted, discriminatory, and detrimental to our security," end quote. Local Representative John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, did not make a statement about the immigration ban. The WGXC Radical Radio 2017 Winter Pledge Drive continues. WGXC must raise $20,000 to keep WGXC hands-on radio on the air, live, and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for supporting creative community radio in New York's Green and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting showers are likely today, with thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m. It will be cloudy through mid-morning, then gradually clearing with a temperature high near 56 degrees. For Wednesday night, a slight chance of rain, showers before 2 a.m., then a slight chance of rain and snow showers. It will be partly cloudy with a low around 31. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, increasing clouds with a temperature high near 46 degrees. Thursday night, a slight chance of rain before 10 p.m., then a slight chance of snow. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 25 degrees. And on Friday, a chance of snow showers before 1 p.m., then a chance of rain and snow showers between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m., then a chance of snow showers after 4 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 36 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 6. The sunrise today was at 6:17 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:54 p.m. That will give us 11 hours and 37 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 8th day of March, 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.